food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein each have a favorite summertime thirst quencher. It's where the homemade fizz is on today's Food for Thought.
Nance, when you're thirsty, what do you like to drink most?
Water.
Just plain water.
Or water, as we say where I grew up, Philadelphia.
I like seltzer. That's what I've drunk all my life. When we were kids, we used to have it delivered by the case in, you know, seltzer bottles with the little triggers you could squirt it.
And that's probably why you loved it, because you were kids. It's like, psh.
Yeah, my sisters and I would sometimes have these seltzer fights with the seltzer bottles. It would make my mother so angry. What are you, nuts? We have to pay for that. Put that down. And I've always liked just plain, unflavored seltzer. I was reading recently about the soda tax in Seattle for the sweetened sodas. It seems to be kind of backfiring. There was an article by Danny Westneat in the Seattle Times.
Yeah, I saw that.
Soda sales have actually gone up. They were supposed to go down.
And they have so much money from the soda tax that they're fighting over what to do with the money.
Yeah, right. I love it. Well, here's the way folks can beat the soda tax. Just make your own sodas. Now, I hardly ever drink a flavored soda. A couple of times a year, I like a root beer, maybe. But sometimes I do make my own at home. And I've got that soda maker, that soda stream that we talked about so many years ago.
You know what's funny, Stein? I'm still really mortified that I didn't go out and buy one sooner, because you brought yours to my house just to show us how great it worked. And
yeah.
I just wasn't sold that moment. But I realized that Mac was drinking a lot of soda, and we was buying it in the bottles, and it just didn't seem right. So I finally broke down. I bought a soda stream a couple of few years ago. And when I think about what I was saving in just buying plain soda water in bottles, both environmentally and in cold, hard cash, it's a great thing. I'm sorry I didn't buy one sooner.
If you like plain carbonated water, it's the only way to go. Anyway, even though I don't often make flavored sodas, lately I have been. I made some ginger simple syrup and also some mint flavored.
You know, there's another cheap way of flavoring your soda, and that's just putting a little bit of balsamic vinegar, whether it's, you know, a sweetened one or just the cheap one from Trader Joe's, a pear vinegar and a little bit of soda. Delicious.
And now that DeGroote is riding the range for a few days, I snuck in a homemade pastrami, and with that, there's only one drink to have, and that is, of course,
Celray's soda.
Dr. Brown's Celray. Celery-flavored soda. Now, I'm the first to admit that there isn't much middle ground when it comes to celery-flavored soda, but I'm one of the people that love it, and there's really nothing better to have with a corned beef or a pastrami sandwich. But I've never seen it for sale here in Tacoma, so I just make my own. And it really is quite simple to make. I brought 1 cup of water to a boil, added 2 tablespoons of celery seeds, covered it, turned off the heat, and let it steep for a half an hour. And then strained all that out through a fine mesh strainer, and then mixed the celery seed tea with 2 cups of sugar, cooked that down into a celery-flavored simple syrup. Let it cool, put it in a squeeze bottle, I keep it in the fridge. Just squirt some into a glass of cold seltzer, and presto, homemade Dr. Brown's. Do you have a favorite soda drink?
My favorite soda drink is Lillet and Tonic.
And Lillet actually has some quinine in it, doesn't it?
It is considered a tonic wine. So, it has macerated fruit and herbs. But I've always drank it straight on the rocks and had never had it with tonic water until I went to a friend's house a few weeks ago. It was served to me with a nice thin slice of cucumber. So normally I would drink a gin and tonic, and now I'm drinking Lillet and Tonic. And I figured the Lillet is less taxing on my liver.
And with the quinine in the Lillet and the quinine in the tonic, you'll also be safe from malaria. For a while, anyway. With the always effervescent
Nancy Leeson. He's Dick Stein.